I am very excited to learn about what is going on in downtown, some of the businesses, because the town of Garner, I'm a Raleighite, and I'll admit, you know, I'm in my upper 50s. And so I've been around and really watched the town grow. It's amazing to me how many businesses have really come into your downtown region. What are some of them?
Yes, Lisa. So I've grown up in Garner, so I've seen the growth myself.
Okay,
as well.
So you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, we have some amazing businesses in downtown Garner. Steep Right Up is a local tea shop. We have Zen Yoga Studio and Wine Lounge. They do yoga and wine. Great place to go and hang out. We also have Nana's Little Sweets in downtown, Locks Naturals and more. They're a hair salon, but they also make their own products that you can also use on your hair as well. Pedal to Pedal, that's a unique shop that Bear created with his love of bicycling. So he does repair, but then also houseplants, hence the name Pedal to Pedal. And then, of course, we have our Full Bloom coffee shop that a lot of people like to come to in downtown Garner. So lots happening in downtown Garner.
Sounds amazing. What about your concert series that you had? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this summer we brought back the Groovin' in Garner downtown concert series. We had three concerts. Our attendance improved each month that we had the concerts. So we ended up having a little over 1,500 people in downtown Garner for that concert series. It was amazing. And we've already got four shows lined up for next summer. It will be spring and summer. It will be in May and June and then again in August and September.
Okay, can you give us a hint on some of the artists, or you're not allowed to share yet?
Yeah,
okay.
I can give you a hint. So some of our artists include Jim Quick and the Coastline, which I know we've got a lot of beach lovers around here.
Oh, yeah.
In Garner and Raleigh. We also are going to have a locals group, so we're going to combine Kyle Mullins, who also performs at Shady's, which is our local bar in downtown. He performs there a lot, but he will be joining Robert Hunter, who was on The Voice, and they will be coming in September.
Very nice.
So, yes, very excited to have that locals group. And then we have a group called Rockzilla, who has performed at Napper Candies, I think, and then also a group called Envision. So we have a lot of music, a variety of genres, so that you can... There's something for everybody.
Well, and there's local talent. You're bringing in and highlighting local talent, which is really crucial for our people, you know, in North Carolina who are trying to get their music out there. Food truck rodeos. Oh, my gosh. Love me a food truck rodeo. Tell me more.
Yeah, so we have two major food truck rodeos each year, one around April Fool's Day. So it is appropriately named April Food Day Food Truck Rodeo. So we will have that again next April.
I was about to say, April, you're not going to fool me, though, you know, into thinking there's a food truck rodeo and I get there and there's not, right?
No.
Okay.
There will be a food truck. We usually have between 12 and 14 food trucks in there, so it's a huge event for us. And we just had our Trick or Eat Food Truck Rodeo that we actually had to reschedule from October. But we also combined that with our Garner Night Out and Touch a Truck. Mm-hmm. So that's a great collaboration with the police department and Garner Fire and Rescue, because they help bring in, you know, games and activities for the kids. And it's just a great way for the community to meet our first responders.
Oh, agreed. The Garner Night Out is just wonderful. Any of those nights out that happen, because it gives the chance, like you said, for the community to interact with police and other law enforcement. Well, what about upcoming holiday-themed events? I know there's got to be something happening in the town of Garner since it's happening all over our area. Tell me what's going on.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Lisa.
Yes, me too. I'm so excited.
The holidays in downtown for sure. So we're actually going to start November 29th, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We will be having Light Up Maine. So this is our annual tree lighting. That is also Small Business Saturday, so we encourage everyone to get out and shop small businesses on November 29th. But we will have Santa in downtown from 1 to 6 p.m. that day, so you can come shop that afternoon. And then we're also going to have activities at some of our local merchants that we just talked about. So you can go in, you can make ornaments, you can decorate cookies, and Santa will be roaming around throughout the afternoon. Then at 4 o'clock, we have six local groups from the Garner area who will be performing and getting us into the holiday spirit. And then right at 6 o'clock, our mayor, Buddy Gupton, and Santa will light our Christmas tree in downtown Garner. So that's on November 29th. And then the next week, of course, we have the holiday block party. So that's on December 6th. That starts at 2 o'clock. Once again, Santa will be in the area. We'll also have a train so kids can take a little train ride around the downtown area at the Garner Rec Center. And then the Garner Optimist Christmas Parade will follow at 4:30. So come kick off the holidays with us in downtown Garner, and you'll be sure to have a great time.
The town of Garner sounds like the place to be. So November 29th is the tree lighting and concert series and the Small Business Day. Is that correct? I want to make sure I've got all the information right.
Yes, that is correct.
Where can people get more information on these events?
So you can check the Downtown Garner website, which is downtowngarner.com, and you can also check the Town of Garner website, which is garnernc.gov.
Oh, awesome. So everything is there, everything that we need to know, because we don't want to forget the December 6th block party as well. Thank you, April, for joining us and telling us all about the holiday events and what went on this summer and what's going to go on next summer and those wonderful food truck rodeos and just how delightful and beautiful the lights look in the town of Garner as you drive through. So thank you so much, April Wood, Downtown and Economic Development Administrator with the town of Garner. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.